Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to parliament and the assembly of experts to act in the interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many seats. President Hassan Rouhani made last year's nuclear agreement with a group of world powers a key objective of his administration, and some believe the election outcome could be interpreted as support of his policies. The United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today for more than 150,000 Syrians. As a cessation of hostilities in Syria stretches into a third day, there have been some claims of violence along the way. Staffan de Mistura, the UN envoy for Syria, speaks about the truce that brought about the ceasefire.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The Syrian opposition umbrella group known as the High Negotiations Committee says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to the terror groups, the Islamic State, and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Two huge explosions Sunday rocked the center of the Somali town of Baidoa, 245 kilometers west of Mogadishu, killing at least 13. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab has taken responsibility to similar attacks. The explosion came 2 days after two massive explosions killed 25. This is VOA News. An unidentified aircraft attacked a convoy carrying suspected Islamic State fighters near Bani Walid in Libya on Sunday. There was no confirmation about who carried out the attack and whether there was damage or casualties. U.S. officials say U.S. aircraft were not involved, although both U.S. and the Eastern Libyan administration are known to have carried out such attacks in the past. Western officials have expressed growing concern about the presence of Islamic State fighters in Libya. International Organization for Migration says it's scaling up repatriation of African migrants suffering abuse and exploitation. Lisa Schlein has our report.
In its latest operation a few days ago, IOM returned 117 migrants to Burkina Faso, including five women and two children. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says the migrants tell stories of horrific treatment by militias and blatant exploitation at their places of employment.
We do have examples of young men who were working in construction who every time they got paid, the accommodation was raided by militias who took whatever money they had. There was no one to then go and try and get these obvious crimes investigated.
Viriri tells VOA that IOM has received testimony from African migrants of being beaten up and threatened with other forms of inhumane treatment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Voters in Switzerland have rejected a proposal to automatically deport foreign residents convicted of even minor crimes. The initiative put forward by the right-wing Swiss People's Party was rejected Sunday by 59% of the voters. Supporters said it would make Switzerland a safer place. The Swiss government had opposed the measure. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 9 pregnant women who traveled from the U.S. to countries with Zika outbreaks contracted the virus and that one of them had a baby born with birth defects. CDC is following 10 other pregnant women. And Director Dr. Tom Frieden says studies are being done about the link between Zika and microcephaly, a birth defect leaving newborns with small heads and other complications.
We know that Zika and microcephaly are associated, although we do not yet have definitive proof that Zika infection alone is the cause of microcephaly, although the evidence for this is getting stronger by the day.
The CDC is working with the health ministries of Colombia and Brazil, where cases of Zika are in the millions, to find out more about the complications caused by the virus. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.